Hello, Met fans. This is Rich Catino with the New York Mets Spring Training Podcast. It's been a rough offseason for Omar Minay and the Mets. Despite roping in Jason Bay, the prevailing notion is the Mets did not do much to improve. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Omar Minay about that very fact as the Mets begin to prepare for the 2010 season. Omar, here we are, first day of pitchers and catchers. What's your feeling on this team going into spring training?
I like this team. I think we have a good team. I think that it's good to see the guys back on the field, to see Jose out there catching ground balls, and to be able to see Johan Santana back, and to see Oliver Perez on the mound and all the other guys. So I think we have a good team, and I think we're going to have a good year.
You looked at Ollie today, and of course everyone looks thin standing next to me, but Ollie looks like he lost a lot of weight, and the first throwing session looked pretty good.
He's been throwing the ball pretty good, and you know, happy to see that his knee was taken care of. That knee was something that was bothering him last year. He's able to land on that leg and get across that leg, so we're all excited for him.
From an off-season standpoint, you guys did rope in one of the three top free agents that were out there in Jason Bay. Are you disappointed that you weren't able to tinker with the rotation a little bit?
I think that, you know, and I say this, I think our rotation is one that they've had good years, and I think now, you know, you look at last year was not exactly the best year, but you look at 07, you look at 08, we get those guys on the mound, they're going to do a good job. As far as what was in the marketplace this year, there were some guys, yes, that we did want. We were not able to get them, but I feel very good with the guys that we have right now.
Well, we look at the offense. Not only do you have Jason Bay, but you have Jeff for a full season, and the addition of Jason Bay, and Beltran hopefully soon, you know, more sooner than later. Do you feel that offense is going to score a lot of runs, even in the big ballpark?
I think so. I mean, remember the last year we led the league in hitting. People forget that. We just have to find a way to slug more, to be able to drive in more runs, and I think that we will. You know, when you add a Jason Bay, you have Jason Bay, because add him to the mix, to be able to add some bench players, even a Gary Matthews Jr. And then look, like anything else, if we were to get Beltran out there with Jose Reyes, who we found out is huge as far as a catalyst for us, I feel very good about we're going to score more runs.
Jose is a guy that came in here not only in great shape coming off surgery, but he looks like he's kind of reclaimed that kind of bounce in his step, which we all love about Jose. Can you talk about that a little bit and how important he is to this team, just in terms of the mood of Jose and how that rubs off on other players?
Yeah, Jose's mood is it rubs off on all, you know, the whole team. He's got that smile. He's got that energy. He's a catalyst. To be able to get him out here right now, and understanding that Jose not only can steal bases but has the ability to hit to drive the ball, it energizes our team. That's the best way I can say it. He energizes everybody in the organization.
Two final ones. The catching situation is a hot button position. You got a couple guys in Tolley and Santos that performed well last year. You may even look outside the organization to help during spring training. Is such an important defensive position? Is defense going to be your number one kind of need there at the catching position?
Well, I think we have one of the best defensive backups in the game in Henry Blanco. Right now, we're going to look at Tolley. We're going to look at Santos. We also have Chris Coast. So we're going to look at those guys. We are always going to look at ways if we can improve that position. We'll try to. But, you know, Santos coming off a very good year for a rookie last year. And I say this, when you look at all the rookies that broke in catching, he was one of the leading ones. If we have to go with him, we will. And defense is something that we always try to improve. I feel very good in getting Henry Blanco because we feel he's one of the better defensive catchers in the game.
One final one. Yeah, quite frankly, Omar, the media's kind of beat up the Mets a lot in the offseason, you know, with what they didn't do, what they could have done. Do you think that the expectations outside of the organization have lowered, and does that make the Mets a little dangerous?
Well, the past couple of years, we've come here being the favorites to win the division, to win the National League. This year, we come in not being the favorites. And I think, like anything else, you know, championships are won not on paper, they're won on the field. And I think we're excited to go on the field, and our goal is to go out there and win as many games as possible and get to the playoffs and win the World Series.
Omar, thanks for taking the time. time talking to us on New York Baseball Tonight. I'm sure we'll visit a lot more this month in Port St. Lucie. Nice to be away from the snow for me.
It sure is. We've got a beautiful sunny day here. A little chilly, but it's definitely not New York where it's cold right now.
To a man, the Mets feel they have enough to rebound in 2010 and become playoff contenders once again as they were in the previous three seasons. Will they? In my estimation, it rests on two factors: the legs of Jose Reyes and the pitching arms of Mike Pelfrey and Oliver Perez.